The writer Mark Harris passed away on Friday at the age of 84. He was a professor of English, wrote nonfiction and 15 novels. He will be best remembered for 4 books about baseball pitcher Henry Wigan, who played for the fictional New York Mammoths in The Southpaw, Bang the Drum Slowly, A Ticket for a Seam Stitch, and It Looked Like Forever. In 1973, Bang the Drum Slowly was adapted into a movie of the same name. It's about a catcher named Bruce Pearson, played by Robert De Niro, who tells no one that he has Hodgkin's disease until Henry Wigan, the pitcher, played by Michael Moriarty, finds him in the hospital.
I'm really sorry to have woke you. I was hoping it wouldn't happen in a bad hour. I was hoping it wouldn't happen this time.
Make it back to me another time.
No, there's not going
to
be another time. Dutch will probably bring Piney Woods back up now. And he's going to be real happy. Is the doctor going to come?
Oh, yeah. Goose went after
him. Goose? Why Goose?
Goose. He's right down the hall. Goose, he's got a heart of gold.
Yeah, it never really showed. Probably you told him or something.
I never told a soul.
Yeah. Probably everybody would be nice to you if they knew you were dying.
Everybody knows everybody's dying. That's why people are as good as they are.
I'm scared. Hold on to me.
A scene from Bang the Drum Slowly, which was based on the novel by Mark Harris, who died last week. If you knew Mark Harris, if you read his books, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. Joining us now is Glenn Altshuler, a professor of American Studies at Cornell University. He teaches a seminar on baseball literature. Professor Altshuler, nice to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Nice to be with you.
And that's a powerful scene from the movie version of Bang the Drum Slowly. Tell us a little bit more about the book.
The book is a wonderful book. Mark Harris was really the first person to write about baseball, write baseball fiction for adults. And his books explore important subjects about American values and American society, about race, about aging, and about death. And Bang the Drum Slowly brings many of those themes together. As Bruce Pearson is dying, he brings a baseball team that was factionalized together as each member learns about Bruce's impending death.
And one of the great last lines in movies, from now on, I make fun of nobody.
I rag nobody.
Yeah, I rag nobody.
That's what he says. And he says earlier on, everybody dies sooner or later, and that might be true too, but when it's happening sooner instead of later, you keep worrying about what you say now and how you act now.
The voice of Henry Wigan, the pitcher, The Southpaw is a much funnier book in a lot of ways. People might recall, you know, the books of Ring Lardner in the 20s and 30s as sort of precursors to what Mark Harris did.
I think a lot of the language is drawn from Ring Lardner. There are intentional misspellings and malapropisms that Henry Wigan uses. And the irony, and there are many ironies in the Wigan stories, is that he is an author. His nickname is Author. And, of course, we know that Bruce Pearson, the catcher who is dying, is not so bright since he believes that Wigan's nickname is Arthur. And that's what he calls him.
And the books are obviously about a great deal more than just baseball.
Yes, they are. As Pearson is dying and Wigan secretly, he's not supposed to tell anybody about it, he tells each person. And on the Mammoths, there are differing factions divided by race and ethnicity. They come together. And that's that, in many ways, is Mark Harris at his most optimistic. Mark Harris was born Mark Harris Finkelstein, and his books are very much aware of ethnic differences and racial differences and the need and desire to bridge them. Harris was a journalist. He wrote for Ebony magazine. He wrote about race. And his books are, at least in some measure, an optimistic look at how prejudice can be broken down. Pearson himself is a racist and a Southerner, And that prejudice is humanized in some way in Bang the Drum Slowly.
Let's get some callers in on the conversation. 800-989-8255. We're talking with Glenn Altshuler about the late Mark Harris. With us on the line from San Francisco is Jefferson.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, let's see. I just wanted to pay a little tribute to Mark Harris here. I did not study directly under Mark Harris. I was at Arizona State for my master's degree, and I studied mainly poetry. But I had a number of friends who studied with Mark Harris, and I had some contact with him directly. And he conveyed to me what you can do as a writer if you're willing to work hard. I think he even, sort of intimated to me at one time he didn't feel that he was necessarily the best writer, or that there were other people who were more talented, but that he was willing to just work hard at it and really try to tell a good story.
Hmm.
And he's kind of carried over to me as I began to about a quarter of the way through writing my first novel here.
Hmm.
Well, I think you're quite right, and he was very much concerned about diction and writing and a good story, and his books can be written just in that way, as good stories.
Hmm. Good luck with the book, Jefferson.
Oh, well, thank you. You have a great day now.
Okay. Interesting that he also wrote about one point, the Southpaw, Bang the Drum Slowly, and A Ticket for a Seam Stitch were all written in the 1950s. And he wrote about losing the ability to channel Henry Wiggins' voice anymore. The last book in the series, It Looked Like Forever, published much later.
Yeah, I think that in a sense, reality caught up with Mark Harris and surpassed him. In the 1960s and early 70s, we got nonfiction books by Jim Brosnan, the pitcher, called The Long Season.
Also
by
dubbed
Jim Boughton.
Author.
And by Jim Boughton. And those books were a little grittier than Mark Harris's, a little more raunchy. And Harris, who had a kind of nostalgic and softly optimistic side, found that side, I think, superseded by the kinds of revelations of the ballplayers themselves.
Hmm. Let's get Alan on the line. Alan with us from Lake Orion in Michigan.
It's actually Lake Orion.
Lake Orion, okay.
I have to tell you that I never read a baseball novel before. I'm a kind of a purist,
mm-hmm.
and my aunt bought me The Southpaw. And when I went to Lake Luzerne, New York one summer, I didn't want to read it, and then I started reading it, and it was a fantastic book. I mean, I was hooked on Henry Wiggins, the great rookie southpaw, as New York won the pennant, the Metropolitans, I believe they were called.
Mammoths,
and
yeah.
The Mets. Well, no.
No, the Mammoths.
Were. Oh, the Mammoths. That's right. It was the Mammoths. And it was just a fantastic book. It was the greatest baseball novel I've ever read. I don't think Bang the Drum Slowly comes close to The Southpaw, in my personal opinion. But I had always read Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and stuff like that, Casey Stengel and Jack Dempsey and, the typical biography or autobiography. So it was a real great experience for me to read a baseball novel. I think he's the best writer on baseball novels there ever was.
Well, thank you, Alan.
Yep.
And let's see, we get one last caller in, and this is Ira. Ira with us from Utica in New York.
That's right. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
I'm actually shocked to hear that Mark Harris passed away, because he was one of my teachers at San Francisco State in the early 1960s, and he really inspired me. I later became a reporter for the LA Times, and this Friday I'm going to be speaking about baseball at the Cooperstown Symposium on Baseball and American Culture, and I'll be talking about Mark Harris. He was a wonderful guy. He respected everyone's writing, even if you weren't very good, and I sure wasn't very good when I was a junior and senior in college. But he respected you, and he treated you with respect. He just was a wonderful person. I didn't realize that his last name was Finkelstein, and I'm Jewish, and now I know why there was a kind of a bond between the two of us, because we shared some ethnic background.
Mm-hmm. When you studied with him as a teacher, what was his characteristic? What was his most characteristic type?
Well, it was a creative writing class, and I guess he tried to get us to think out of the box. I didn't realize how much I liked baseball until many years later, but he really encouraged us to use our imagination and to not just do something that we've read, but really try to be different, try to be unique, try to find what is part of us that's different than anybody else. And I must say, I greatly respected him for that.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for that, Ira. And Glenn Altshuler, as we remember Mark Harris, obviously those four wonderful books about Henry Wigan, but he also left a lot of students behind who are writing on their own.
Yes, and he was one of those unique professors of writing who had experience as a journalist, writing for Ebony Magazine, writing for newspapers. He spent a career teaching creative writing, and he really taught honesty. He taught economy with the language. He taught the importance of plot, and he did it with, I think, immense good cheer.
Glenn Altshuler, thanks very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you.
We've been remembering Mark Harris, who died last week. Glenn Altshuler teaches American Studies at Cornell University, and he joined us from a studio in Ithaca, New York. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.